Fauci Diaries. Delusional Anthony Fauci believed attacks on him were a right-wing plot to destroy democracy. By Hannah Knudsen on July 28, 2026. Attacks on Anthony Fauci were part of a right-wing plot to destroy democracy. Former National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, head Anthony Fauci mused in his personal diary released by Senator Rand Paul, RKY. When Fauci was not marveling over his rise to global fame or desperately reaching out to former President Barack Obama for PR help as his reputation sank to new depths, Fauci convinced himself that attacks against him were all part of an elaborate plot of the political right to destroy democracy. In an October 3, 2021 entry, Fauci wrote that the country is headed to or might already be in a constitutional crisis, with the far right clearly indicating that they're going to try and disrupt elections and essentially destroy the democracy. "The attacks on me, I believe, are all a tangential part of that process," Fauci surmised, flattering himself in the process. "I speak of the big lie, of which I unfortunately have been drawn into being a target of the far right because I represent something that is antithetical to them, namely, the truth," he continued. It is a remarkable delusion, given that Fauci wrote in this same diary that the fatality rate of coronavirus was quite lower than what he was saying publicly. He continued, "It is stunning how much time is consumed on warding off the egregious lies about the NIAID grant that funded Hey Sick, small project in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. They claim that we created the COVID virus. Among the scientists who fall into this trap are the usual suspects of Richard Ebright and David Reelman. However, Jesse Bloom has really surprised me, claiming that a lab leak is highly probable when there is absolutely no evidence whatsoever that a lab leak has occurred. The only issue is that it occurred in a city that happened to have a laboratory that studies bats. Amazing that he has come to this conclusion. That is yet another incredible claim, given that." In this same diary, Fauci admitted that most of the scientists who participated in a January 2020 call felt that deliberate insertion was possible. In an August 2021 entry, Fauci, again, went after conservatives, complaining that the conspiracy of the far right and the Trump loyalists continues against him. Recently, Representative Mike McCall, the minority on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, released a report by the panel's Republican staff essentially saying that the lab leak was the cause of COVID-19 and hinting the NIH's role in creating the virus. This is based on no new information or no new data. It is very clear what is going on, and it needs to be called out, he penned, claiming it was part of the big lie before ranting about the sequence of so-called lies of the right. First, Trump, sick, actually won the election. Next, January 6 was a friendly visit to the Capitol bookshop. Next, Trump, sick, was right and China caused the virus. Next, Fauci and the NIH helped the Chinese create the virus. Next, discredit Fauci and it looks like Trump, sick, is telling the truth, he wrote. It is plain and simple a concerted effort aimed at getting Trump, sick, re-elected and exonerating him from any blame in the complete mess up of his response to COVID-19. Notably, it was Fauci who bragged about persuading local leaders to shut down schools and businesses, pushing cloth masks, despite dismissing masks as a paranoid tool in 2019, and demonizing unvaccinated Americans while public health officials lied about the vaccine, as they originally asserted it would prevent transmission of the virus and stop the vaccinated from contracting it. Former President Joe Biden himself made these claims, which were wholly untrue. Fauci is set to testify before the Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs on Wednesday.